It's KUTX 98.9. We just heard Austin's Heartless Bastards for a KUTX Song of the Day, and you can download that absolutely free on our website at KUTX.org. And they recently did a Studio 1A performance, so if you hunt around in the music archive section, you probably can check out the whole live performance. Well, speaking of live performances, we are live in Studio 1A. Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman are our engineers, and we have a video crew here today as well. And we'd like to welcome a band all the way from the wilds of Western Massachusetts. They're known as Darling Side. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Good to have you here. And you guys have been to Austin before.
Yes, we have, yeah. A while back when we were a five-piece band playing at South by Southwest.
All right. So now you're down to four pieces, Mean and Lean. And they're at the Cactus Cafe on Saturday night, and they were kind enough to drop in and play a few tunes. What song would you like to begin with?
We're going to play a song called The God of Loss.
My mother, she died young. I'm the eldest of my brothers. You're the trouble in my blood. Trouble in my blood. I swore that I'd stay humble like my father was before. He built the home I live in of sand and mud and smoke. Yes, we will leave here without a trace. Take a new name and an old shape. I'll be no outlaw, no renegade, just your face.
Trace, take a new name and
Darlingside, our guest live in Studio 1A this afternoon. That's a tune called The God of Loss. And instrumental-wise, we've got My Left to Right, Your Right to Left, an electric 12-string guitar, looks like, an electric bass, what we call a fiddle down here. Maybe you call it a violin up in Massachusetts, but we know them as fiddles, and an acoustic guitar.
You guys don't actually say, get fiddle? I heard that was a term.
I haven't heard that one, but I'm sure, you know, I'm sure that's one of them. So you gentlemen met in college in Massachusetts, so about the middle of the aughts.
That's right. Yeah, we were all friends in school up at Williams College in Northwest Massachusetts.
So was that like an arts college or just a general liberal arts college?
A liberal arts college. We didn't study music there. We took a smattering of classes, music involved while there, but mainly played together out of class and started writing some songs and playing on each other's songs there. Mm-hmm. And once we were finished with school, we moved into a house together on the Connecticut River in Northampton, Massachusetts. And mm-hmm. that's where things began.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when you started playing, I immediately thought of, you know, the sound of Fleet Foxes and groups like that. So do you kind of get inspiration from that kind of stuff?
Oh, certainly we are. We listen to just about everything. A lot of contemporary indie rock, classic stuff, pop. I think all of us sort of come from slightly different musical backgrounds. Mm-hmm. But the Fleet Foxes are certainly, the way they put vocals together is a wonderful thing. So we're big fans of them.
So did you start out mainly kind of as an instrumental group, and where did the kind of the harmonies come in? Was that a natural part of you guys from the beginning?
All four of us sang together for a year. We overlapped at Williams, and we were all in the same a cappella group. So there was plenty of that happened.
Okay.
And then when we started out as a band, it was all four of us write and sing, of course. So it was sort of writing and singing from four directions. And we enjoy playing with all the different permutations that allows. So sometimes all four of us in unison, sometimes two parts, four parts, that kind of thing.
All right. Well, is it Aoun?
Oyen.
Oyen.
Yeah.
Oh, it's close.
That was very close.
You were playing the fiddle, but now you have a more exotic looking instrument. Tell us what that is.
Yeah, this is a mandolin, but it's a Brazilian mandolin. Same strings as what you see in bluegrass, but it's got a flat back, and so it's a little more, it rings slightly differently. Mm-hmm. It's called a bandolim in Brazil, but same instrument.
Well, recently we had an oud in here, which is kind of has a bigger, you know,
yeah, that's
the bottom.
Those are fretless, and the picks, I think, are the length of one's hand, which is pretty mm-hmm. fun. Those are, I studied saz in Turkey, too, which is a similar weird lute.
All right. Well, good to have you guys in Texas. You'll be playing, you have a private party tonight. You'll be up in Dallas tomorrow, and then back here in Austin to play at the Cactus Cafe on Saturday night. And then where do you head after Austin?
I believe we are heading east on our way back home. We're going to hit places like Louisiana and Tennessee, North Carolina, mm-hmm. all the way back.
So I know Boston has had a really rich folk tradition for decades and decades. So do you guys have a circuit that you play up in the Northeast, or what? Where do you guys usually?
I think we kind of were. I think we were groomed by a certain circuit in the Northeast, and that includes Club Passim out in Boston, Cambridge, the Iron Horse Group. There's the Signature Sounds label is located up in Northampton as well, and they have some rooms, or they host shows at rooms. And so our contemporaries in the folk world in New England, there's a pretty tightly knit community among us, and it's really fun to see all of us sort of blooming on the national circuit now. So we now high-five each other on the road when we pass. But as far as the venues we're playing now, it's not as much of the small folk rooms, but that's largely just because of the limitations of size with those. But we certainly have a great fondness for the Boston and I think New England folk tradition. Mm-hmm. That's that just wonderful supportive audiences and really great promoters and rooms and that kind of thing.
All right. You want to take a minute and introduce the rest of the guys?
Certainly, yeah. To my left is Harris Passeltiner. He's from Chicago, Illinois, and he's on cello and guitar. For those of you out in radio world, this is going to be the gentleman to my right. Your left, if you're looking directly at me. Dave Semft is on kick drum, bass, and guitar. And then to Dave's right, my far right, your far left, is Don Mitchell. Don's from Lakeville, Connecticut, and he plays he's playing the 12-string electric right now. He also has a banjo. And I might have neglected to mention where Dave's from. He's from Bedford, New York.
All right. And they're known collectively as Darling Side, and you can catch them Saturday night at the Cactus Cafe. Can we get you to do another tune?
Absolutely. This one is, forgetting the order of the songs on our new album, I think it's track number 5.
Well, sounds tell us right. The name of the new album.
New album is called Birds Say, and Birds. It came out in September. And yeah, this song is the 5th track on that. It's called Go Back. It was inspired by the film Back to the Future.
We were always on our way, rolling up our sleeves, ever moving forward in the tracks where we lived our simple lives, kept our blinders on.
Gentlemen, Darling Side live in Studio 1A, and the tune "Go Back," which is the 5th track on the new album.
That's
which
exactly
is
correct.
Birds Say.
That's right. Yep.
Okay, so you can check that out. And your website? Where can people find you guys?
That's darlingside.com. There's really nothing else called Darling Side online except for a small, I think, small river port in Canada. There's a street named after Darling Side, not us, but the port in Canada. And sometimes on the internet, Darling Side tables are sold. So that's the only things you can find besides us that have our name.
And you can always go Darling Side Band.
Yeah, Darling Side Band will definitely send you to us.
Well, thanks for dropping by, gentlemen. It was a real treat. Again, you can catch them at the Cactus Cafe on Saturday night. Get information and tickets at cactuscafe.org. Thanks to Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman, our engineers, and our video crew today. We'll have video up along with this set. They're going to do one more, and the whole 3-song set will be up online probably within about 24 hours along with the video as well. So check it out at KUTX.org. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around till 2 o'clock. Thanks for tuning in. Again, gentlemen, thanks very much.
Thanks for having us here.
It's KUTX 98.9 bringing you the Austin Music Experience.